Long freeze pass. The floater from five. No, taken by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it in right side. Wow. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon. It's matinee action from Johnson Arena as the Morehead State Eagles entertain the alma mater of head coach Preston Spradlin, the Alice Lloyd College Eagles. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Jason Blanton. After a difficult one-point loss at Indiana Tuesday night, MSU hopes to wrap up its pre-Ohio Valley Conference schedule on a high note with a victory today over Alice Lloyd. ALC is a high-energy, high-scoring team, averaging 86 points per contest. We could be in for a shootout here this afternoon. Stay tuned. We're talking with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing, too.
New Dr. Pepper Strawberries and Cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Matinee action for Morehead State's Eagles as they take on Alice Lloyd College. We're joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, we always talk about this, a chance to take on your alma mater and maybe give back to your old school a little bit, too.
Yeah, without question. You know, we had some of the young players were walking around the arena and up here in the offices and taking a look. And I made sure that they got a look at my work study of the year plaques and awards that I got back when I was a freshman and sophomore during my time at Alice Lloyd. And so, you know, always look for the opportunity to play this game. You know, I played in this game When I was in college at Alice Lloyd, we came down and played Donnie's team. I think it was Kenneth Reed's freshman year. And so it's always a great experience for them, and then, you know, a good tough battle for us as well. And one last opportunity to really work on ourselves and see where we're at in this non-conference before we head into Christmas.
You're coming off a tough one-point loss at Indiana. Really had a chance to win that ball game. It just didn't happen. Any worries about a hangover from that defeat?
No, I don't think so. You know, we kind of talked about that and learning, you know, obviously from every opportunity that you have. And, you know, we kind of addressed the fact that, and not to take anything away from our performance, but, you know, Indiana probably had some of that hangover coming off of the disappointing loss that they had three nights ahead of that, you know, against Kansas. And so, you know, they came out a little bit flat, didn't have quite the excitement level and the standard of preparation for us that they probably did for Kansas. And so we addressed that with our guys and said, you know, Alice Lloyd versus Indiana, it doesn't change who we are and what we're doing. And so we got to make sure we learn from that and that we prepare to our standard. And I thought we did a great job of that yesterday. And then we got up early this morning, you know, had a 7 a.m. shoot around. It was very lively and locked in and focused. And so all of those things, you know, with the tough loss to Indiana are going to carry over here to today and hopefully be a positive for us.
Alice Lloyd, an NAIA school, generally a little bit smaller, and what they do is they love to run, they love to shoot the three.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, they're not going to come in here and try to play bully ball. You know, they're going to play to their strength. They're going to play 10 guys that can, you know, all run around. They get up and down. They're going to run on makes and misses. They can all shoot three from four, sometimes five spots. And so, you know, that presents its own different challenge for us, is, you know, especially coming, you know, back-to-back games where you're playing a team that doesn't shoot the three well. They pound the ball inside. They're big. They're physical. It's going to be a drastically different type of game for us. But we challenged our guys, too, that once we come back from, you know, Christmas, that's what the OVC is. You know, there's going to be a game plan on Thursday night, and you very quickly got to shift your focus to a different game plan on Saturday. And so this is going to help prepare us for that.
What are you looking for out of your team in a game like this?
You know, I want us to really get back defensively and do a great job of, you know, we were super tight in our gaps and didn't have a great sense of urgency to close out the shooters at Indiana because of their shooting numbers and because of their size. We had to give a lot of attention to post defense, which we did a great job with. This game's going to be different. Moving forward in the OVC is going to be very different. Teams are going to try to beat us from the outside, so we got to find that balance of, you know, being in good gaps, off-ball positioning, but figuring out, you know, not over-helping and closing out tight to people and making them bounce the basketball or shoot it over our length is going to be a great challenge here today.
That's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz with Jason Blanton. Morehead State taking on Alice Lloyd College. last pre-Christmas holiday game for Morehead State. Then it's on to the OVC schedule on the 31st at Southeast Missouri. Alice Lloyd, led by veteran head coach Scott Cornett. They're off to a good start this year at 8-4, but 1-3 in the River States Conference. They've won three straight. Here's the lineup for Coach Cornett. Five guards. They'll start with Koji Anderson, a 5'9 sophomore from Louisville, averaging almost 8 points and 2 rebounds and 3 assists per ball game. The second guard is 6'3 senior Ben Somahoro from Lawrenceville, Georgia. The third guard, Jack Brown, 6'3 sophomore from Knoxville, Tennessee, averaging just about 10.3 rebounds. Somahoro, by the way, averaging nearly 16 points and 7 rebounds a game. Jared Strickland, a 6'4 senior, mans the fourth guard spot. He's from Kingsport, Tennessee, a 6'4 senior, averaging a team-best 17.7 points and nearly 4 rebounds a game. And the fifth guard, 6'3 freshman Jackson Tackett from Logan, West Virginia, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. Morehead State, under the direction of seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin, 122 wins on the MSU bench, fourth best all-time again among Morehead State head coaches. Eagles are 8-4, 5-0 at home. They've won 11 straight in this building, 43-5 in the last four seasons at Johnson Arena. MSU coming off a Tuesday night loss at Indiana, 69-68. Coach Bradlin's lineup, three guards and two forwards at the point, will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging almost 12 points, 2.5 rebounds, and an OVC best 5 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Latham, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 14 points, over 6 rebounds a game. He had a career high 30 points at Indiana the other evening. The third guard for Morehead State, Khalil Thomas, 6'5", graduate student from New Orleans, averaging just over 11 points and above 4 rebounds a game. On the front row, it's Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, a 6'7", graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging almost 17 points and nearly 9 rebounds a game. As for Miles, the Xavier transfer from Walton, Kentucky, 7 feet even, 240 pounds, graduate student, averaging 5.6 points, 6.4 rebounds. Series between these two teams began in 2007-08. Morehead State leads it 6-0. In the last matchup back in December of last year, Morehead State won that one 66-50. Your officials for this contest are Brian Washer, Philip Cudd, and Jason Creek. We'll come back with the tip-off for this ball game at Johnson Arena in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This could be a high-scoring game. Morehead State against Alice Lloyd. The Eagles of Alice Lloyd averaging 81.5 points a game. Morehead State over 76 points a game. But before we get into the tip-off and more discussion, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State will be dressed in their traditional home white uniforms, royal blue numbers and letters, and royal and gold trim. Royal blue uniforms for Alice Lloyd College, white letters, white numbers, and white trim. Jason Blanton from Morehead State I think, in a sense, you think about it, they're obviously heavy favorites in this game, but it's an important game to kind of get yourself back on track before you get set to take on Southeast Missouri on the 31st in conference play.
Yeah, it's a great tune-up for the OVC. Disappointment, last game out against Indiana. A pride game for Preston Spradlin. He's a graduate of Alice Lloyd College. That's why they're here today. It's like about every head coach in basketball tries to give their home school or their alma mater a little extra. Donnie did it with Lindsey Wilson. Preston's doing it with Alice Lloyd, and he knows what Alice Lloyd meant to him in his education process, and Scott Cornett has carried it on, and of course it's a good situation. Alice Lloyd will not score 81 points this afternoon. They haven't played the competition that Morehead State has.
Yeah, I think they had a game earlier this season against Tennessee Tech and took it on the chin big time in that game, gave Tech 180 points on the day, and Morehead State is a team with more firepower than Tech currently has.
You know, and it's good for Alice Lloyd to get out of Pippa Passes, which is in the Knott County, which is, we could say, in the heels of Eastern Kentucky. And they get out and get them a nice check to help their athletic funds. They've got a new gym and a new, student center over there that replaced the Grady Nutt Center. When I was around and about, they had the Grady Nutt Center, who was named after, what was named after, Grady Nutt, the famous comedian who fell in love with the campus of Alice Lloyd and donated enough money to build their original gym.
There you go. There's some trivia for you today, too, as well. I think you and I discussed it, and I talked to a couple of other people about this. For Morehead State, do what you do. Do it cleanly. Don't get into any bad habits, and don't play sloppy. It would be easy to do to get away with things you couldn't get away with against teams like Indiana or Southeast Missouri or other big-time Division I schools. You have to play your game. You have to play it well.
Yeah, you play Morehead State today. You don't play Alice Lloyd, because you can beat Alice Lloyd probably 99 out of 100 times. Of course, it could be the 100th time. We've seen it when me and you did Union College and Morehead State back in the Fick area. But it ought to be a good time this afternoon. A small crowd, but hopefully a vocal crowd. And Morehead State, the Eagles, will win this one, which way or the other.
Deontay Miles in the center circle for Morehead State against 6'3" Jackson Tackett, and as you would guess, the 7-footer Miles won the tip, backed it up to Drew Thelwell, who comes across the line up top, wide left to Minix, drives the wing and back out to Miles, head of the key, around the right to Thelwell, down low pass tip, but Minix got it at the block between three defenders, has it knocked away as he tried to go up, picked off by Tackett coming the other way to Strickland, wide left and high right to Somohoro against the Morehead man-to-man. To Tackett, back behind him, Anderson, the point guard, drives the right wing and goes straight away. Tackett, right of the lane on Miles, kicks it back out to the far side with 12 to shoot to Anderson, up top to Brown. Brown, free throw line, Somohoro on Minix, who almost slipped and fell, got it to Anderson, fade away from the left side, shot blocked by Brown, one to shoot, coming up with it, Strickland, who tries a shot, but after the shot clock ran out, I guess they got it off just in time, and it did hit the rim. So Morehead State with a rebound coming the other way. Here's Jordan Lathan driving at the other end for an easy layup. 2-0 Morehead State.
Lathan's been on fire as of late.
Brown trying to answer with a three at the other end. In and out, no. Rebound inside the paint, taken off by Drew Thelwell. Thelwell right of the logo to the offensive end, fronted by Anderson in there, man-to-man. To his left and up top, Lathan. He'll dance left, turn right. Whips it out to the near side, Thelwell, straight away Lathan, far side, Thomas in the corner, Minix. Minix from the far corner, hauls high, one bounce and back out between the circles. Thomas, nine to shoot, straight away Minix. Long three for Riley, yes. And it's 5-0 Morehead State. Good to see him hit a three. Riley's been struggling from outside the arc lately, 27% for the season. On the drive, left of the lane, Somohoro blocked by Miles. To Minix it goes, ahead midcourt, left sideline, Thelwell. He'll turn it off to the right side, Lathan for three. Side of the rim, no, floor rebound, tracked down by Jordan. He'll drive to the hole, angle right, miss the scoop shot, whistle foul inside on the play. And I think that might be Jack Brown. Yes, it is. First foul of the game belongs to ALC. Line right, Jordan Latham for Morehead State. Jordan, 56.5% from the free throw line on the year. Tosses up the first one, off the iron twice, and falls away no good. 5-0, Morehead State early. We played not quite 2 minutes. Latham with the second one, launches and connects. He's got three, Minix has three, Morehead State up 6-0. Anderson to the offensive end, comes left to Samaharo at the arc. Coming right to left out top for Strickland, working on Thomas, trying to find a screen, can't do it. Whips it out to the far side, Anderson. Anderson trying to angle in on Fellwell, fades and fires from 16. Clank off the rim, no. Floor rebound, far side of the lane, picked off by Morehead State's Drew Fellwell to the running Latham. Crossover dribble gets him free throw line, high left off the Fellwell. Fellwell dancing, and straightaway Latham between the circles. Backs it out, high left for three. There's Thomas, swish. And now it's 9-0 Morehead State. Khalil's first points. He's very good from outside the arc on the season, 42%. Strickland from the right side trying to get Alice Lloyd on the board. Missed the three. Rebound Minix. Got it to the right sideline. Coming across the timeline, Latham. He'll drive to the paint. Take it left of the lane with a scoop and a miss. Tapped up by Miles. That won't go in. Ball knocked away out of bounds, and it will be Morehead State basketball.
Alice Lloyd.
The ball ricochets off the goal standard.
Alice Lloyd, that first possession, took the time and got a good shot. Since then, I think they've rushed the ball, and we've seen Morehead jump out to a 9-0 lead.
Minix with 20 to shoot, head of the key, inbounds to Fellwell. Drew to the right block, Minix. He'll back his man down, turn to the right, hook it up and in, and count it, and he's fouled. Give this one to Samaharo. And that's the first foul on Ben Samaharo, and the second on Alice Lloyd. Riley Minix now owns 5 points in the game and has a free throw about to come as George Marshall will check in for Jordan Latham for MSU. George Marshall, the 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. Itawamba, Mississippi Community College is where he transferred in from. Minix, a free throw up and in as he finishes off the old-fashioned three-point play. He leads his team with 6 points. 12-0 Morehead State. Strickland to Tackett, right wing, and up top to Samaharo on Minix. Morehead man-to-man. He'll drive to the right elbow. Stop and pop from there and connect. And finally, Alice Lloyd's on the board. 12-2. Morehead State coming down on offense. Left to right, Fellwell across the timeline. High left, Minix down the wing a ways and out to Miles. High right to Fellwell, down low, reverse layup. Riley Minix scores it.
Great pass, great cut by Minix. Got the basketball, and he knows what to do with it.
Yeah, that guy's a basketball player for sure. 8 points now for Minix, 14-2 Morehead. Samaharo, top of the key, high right, Anderson working on Fellwell, angles in. He'll stop, shoot from 17, and drain it.
Well, that was a nice-looking shot by that young man, Anderson.
Barely moved the net as it went through. 14-4 Morehead State. Out front working, Minix toward the left elbow, outside it to Miles, coming around up the arc, Fellwell to the far side, Minix. He'll shoot the three, it'll rattle and go.
He's unconscious, he's in double figures.
11 points and we've not even played 5 minutes in the game. Samaharo with a baseline right drive, bangs into Minix, and Riley with his first foul, and Morehead State's first as a team, which also coincidentally takes us to a media timeout. 15:45 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State 17, Alice Lloyd College 4. I'm Chuck Moraz with Jason Blanton. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cass
Lassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moorhead State leads Alice Lloyd College at home today 17-4 with 15:45 to go in the first half. Moorhead State from the field 6 of 9. Alice Lloyd 2 of 7. They're 0 of 2 outside the arc, while Moorhead is 3 of 4 at the line. MSU 2 of 3. And Alice Lloyd has yet to shoot a free throw, rebounding 8-0 Moorhead. Riley Minix with 11 points to lead all scorers for MSU.
Alice Lloyd.
And at this point, Drew Thelwell with 4 assists in the first
four minutes
and 15 seconds, on pace for nearly 40 assists this game. That could be a record.
Alice Lloyd without a rebound thus far.
Yeah.
I mean, you go through 4 minutes and 15 seconds and you don't get a rebound, that means you don't get a second chance, and that means Moorhead State's going to have a 17-4 lead. Well,
and
you know, you got Minix with 11 points in 4 minutes, so he could have, 11, 22, 33, 44 at the half, 88 in the game by your math times.
And that was by the numbers, by the way, from Whitaker Bank, right corner, Samaharo after the inbound. 25 to shoot, whips it back out. Anderson, high left, Brown down the near side to Strickland. Left block extended, tack it, pass inside to Samaharo. Batted away at the goal standard by Khalil Thomas of Moorhead State with 17 to shoot. Baseline left inbound, Alice Lloyd College.
If you're Alice Lloyd, probably would have been better to bounce pass that inside.
Eddie Ricks has come in for Moorhead State. Left corner, Tackett, 16 to shoot. Slowly to his right and back out to Brown. Brown driving the near wing. Flips it back out. Straight away Tackett. Back behind him, right to left, Samaharo. Free throw line jumper partially blocked by Miles. It goes out of bounds. Or was it an air ball?
No, it was tipped out of bounds.
That's what I thought. One official was going to give the ball to Moorhead State, but the other one said, nope, it was partially blocked. So Alice Lloyd with 5 to shoot has Strickland inbounding to the left baseline. Got it to Samaharo. Drives the angle. Puts up the shot. Back of the rim and a miss. And a rebound, Moorhead State. Ricks pulls it down to Thelwell. Comes across the timeline toward the right sideline. Back behind him, Marshall. Head shake. Goes left to his left and out to Thelwell. Ball batted back across the line by Anderson. Thelwell tracks it down. Drives the right wing and goes out top straight away. Thomas for 3. Yes, sir.
Moorhead State 3 of 3 from beyond the arc.
20-4 Moorhead State, 14:54 to go, first half. Alice Lloyd quickly in the offensive end. Strickland driving baseline left on Marshall. Got inside, fakes once, twice, blocked by Miles. Got it back, though, inside the lane. Flips it out top to Brown. High right to Samaharo. He'll drive down the middle of the lane. Puts up a shot over Ricks from 5. That won't go off the lip of the rim. And a rebound, Thelwell, Moorhead State. He'll do it himself across the timeline. Left to right to the far corner to Marshall. Tipped away out of bounds by Alice Lloyd's Jared Strickland. Moorhead State basketball with Zach Iemi, Jerome Morton, and Jordan Lathan checking in for MSU. Thelwell, Miles, and Thomas will take a seat. 24 on the shot clock as Moorhead State prepares to inbound. Marshall will put the ball in play toward the corner at the baseline. Left hash, leaping and catching, Zach Iemi between the circles to his right, Morton, far side, Marshall. He'll fire a 3, high off the back of the rim, no, left of the lane, the rebound, Iemi, out to Morton, to Lathan along the near side, to Ricks, and back out it goes to Morton, right side, Lathan for 3, side of the rim, off the glass, no, baseline right, Iemi rebounds, gives it right back to the driving Lathan, who scores it with the left hand.
Great rebound, looked, turned around, found his man, went to the hole, and got the bucket.
Lathan with 5, Moorhead State up 22-4. Strickland back behind him. Tackett, high left for a 3. Spins off the side of the rim, off the glass. Baseline left, rebound, Lathan, Moorhead State. He'll jog it down the floor, right-hand dribble, far side. Ricks in the corner, Morton. He'll dribble it back up the sideline and whip it out to the logo, and Lathan, 19 to shoot, near side, Marshall. Out to Lathan, far side, Morton. Elbow left to Ricks, ball knocked away, a steal for Alice Lloyd College. Strickland has it, down the floor to Brown, cut off at the wing by Lathan, high left. There's Strickland for a 3. Front of the rim, missed. Rebound inside the paint. Ricks all the way down the floor. Left sideline, Lathan. He tries to get to the goal. He's stripped of the basketball by Brown. And Alice Lloyd College gets it right back. Far side, Strickland. Baseline right. Cut off there by Iemi with 22 on the shot clock. Out to the far hash and Brown. Brown steps in Far sideline, Strickland. He'll stand, shoot the three, rolls off the rim, no. Left block rebound, Ricks for Morehead State. Eddie will do it across the timeline and now tries to get the basketball.
Watch out.
To Latham, the ball is off his hands and out of bounds at the near sideline. I had to save that ball in.
I was going under the table.
I felt like I had a shot at that one. Yeah. I was open, too. I could have taken a shot.
Alice Lloyd now 2 of 14 on this game. Morehead State's on an 8-0 run, while Alice Lloyd's 0 for its last 7 and hasn't scored in 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Morton controls out to Latham up top. Jordan to the left wing. Ricks curls off a screen to his right. High right, Latham. He'll penetrate. Triple team, scoops it up and scores it.
Nice move.
He's got 7. Morehead State up 24-4. Anderson dancing at the far hash sideline. Goes to Lauren Napier, who just came in. Landon Napier, that is. To Anderson, near side, left wing 3. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared away by Latham, but stolen right out of his hands by Devontae Robinson. To Anderson, high right, left-handed 3 ball put up by Landon Napier. Missed it. And Ricks this rebound for Morehead State. Ricks, high right, to his left and between the circles, Latham. Latham, far side, to Morton. 2-3 zone now for ALC. There's Latham, right side, Ricks, cross court, left corner, open, Morton. He'll catch, shoot the three, side of the rim, no. Floor rebound left to the lane, taken away by Robinson, down the floor. Anderson, wide open at the near wing, a three and a miss. Morton flying for the rebound for Morehead State. Spins around two players, now weaving through traffic to the offensive end, to the right block. Latham, kick out far side, open Minix, he'll shoot the three, curls out of the iron, no good. Robinson a rebound free. Alice Lloyd College to Anderson, who slows it down at the other end, coming between the circles, now to the near wing, gives it to Robinson, who bounces the ball off his foot and clears it back to the line, and Napier back to Robinson, swings it right, comes free for line, jump shoots, misses. Left block rebound Morton.
Great pass.
And trying to save it in as he was battling Blaine Keithley of Alice Lloyd College, couldn't quite do it, and we have a media timeout. 11:20 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. Your score, Morehead State 24, Alice Lloyd College 4. I'm Chuck Mraz with Jason Blanton here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, Morehead State dominating at home, which we kind of expected, to be quite honest with you. It's not a knock on Alice Lloyd College. They just have a much smaller team. They play at a lower level, and I mean, these are guys who are good basketball players at their level. They came in at 8-4, but Morehead State just coming off a game at Indiana where they lost by nearly one, playing at a higher level in terms of competition
and talent.
Yeah, and talent.
And
yeah.
Talent.
Yeah, I mean, this is not to be unexpected. Morehead State, 9 of 16 from the field, 56%. Alice Lloyd, 2 of 18, only 11%. 18-5, the rebounding differential. Baseline left inbounding will be Jacob Curry with 20 on the shot clock for ALC. Toward the right block to Napier. He'll curl around Thomas and score the layup.
Morehead State's already played nine players, Chuck, here in the first half.
24-6, Morehead State leads on offense. Down the left wing, Minix with a drive, and back out to Miles, high right to Thelwell. Cross court toward the left hash, back for it, Thomas against the 2-3. Left corner open, Lathan, he'll shoot the three, yes.
Fifth three-pointer of this first half for Morehead State.
And Morehead State up 27-6. Lathan with 10 points now.
Second player in double figures.
Nelson with it. Brady Nelson now for ALC. Knocked away by Thomas. Picked off by Miles. Morehead with a steal. Lathan, bounce right wing, Thelwell. Throws it inside. Thought Lathan was going to cut, and then threw the ball right to Alice Lloyd College's Blaine Keithley. Now a steal at the other end by Thelwell. He'll drive left to the lane, take it to the hole, and stuff it with two hands.
15,
first points for Drew.
15-2 over the last 5.5 minutes, Morehead State.
29-6, Morehead State with the lead. On the move, Robinson throws it inside. Ball tipped away, and it was last touched by his teammate, Blaine Keithley. So Morehead State forces the turnover. And that is number two or three?
Three.
On Alice Lloyd. Thelwell runs the right wing and hands it to Lathan, who swings
it
back out.
Oh, there he is.
Up top it goes Thelwell, the Minix. 16 to shoot, left hash Lathan. Jordan holding. One bounce left to the lane. Miles, he'll take it to the hole with the left hand off the glass, off the rim twice. No, Miles slaps it right side. Thelwell, straight away, Thomas for three. Got it.
Number six.
9 points. For Khalil Thomas, another assist for Morehead State, too. 32-6, MSU in front, 9:29 to go in the half. Alice Lloyd in the offensive end. Nelson driving the right angle, jump feed near side. Goes to Robinson, high left. Nelson, the three ball, back of the rim, no. High in the air at the right block. The rebound cleared off by Miles for Morehead State to Lathan. Jordan brings it down, penetrates, high right, fell wall, cross court, Thomas steps to his right, got a defender in the air, missed the three ball, front of the rim. Ball ricochets off an Alice Lloyd College player. We have a tie up high left. Thomas somehow came up with it, got it to Miles, who wrapped around with a bear hug from behind by Blaine Keithley of ALC, and a foul on Keithley. And that's the third foul on Alice Lloyd. Morehead State with just one team foul. Reset the shot clock to 20. Morehead State, left hash inbound, up 32-6 with 8:56 to go until halftime. Thelwell at the left wing. Coming out right to left up top. Jordan Lathan, he'll drive to the lane. Dump it off to the left corner on the skip. Thelwell, high left, Thomas, back to Thelwell. Back to the far corner, Lathan. He'll snake his way down the baseline, put it up with the right hand on the left, but missed it off the side of the glass in the rim. Rebound taken away, Alice Lloyd College. Keithley has it, and back out it goes to Nelson, to Keithley, to Nelson to the right side, or rather near side, to Napier, out to Curry, to Robinson, far side, Nelson. He'll drive the ankle, oh, he carried it, no call there, toward the near corner, left-handed three ball put up and missed by Robinson, baseline left, Thomas had the rebound but fell down, ball rolled right to Napier,
oh,
who tries to drive in there, and he's knocked down and fouled. Morehead State will have its second team foul of the ball game.
Hip check by Thomas.
That's the first on Khalil as George Marshall checks in for Jordan Lathan for MSU with 8:13 to go until halftime.
Morehead State on an 18-2 run.
Baseline right, inbounding will be Curry. Far side to Keithley, outside the right hash, Brady Nelson. Nelson turns left, goes high left to Napier. Down the near arc, Robinson. Out it goes to Napier. He'll curl around to his right. Lost the ball off his foot. Thomas has it all the way down the floor to Minix, who takes it to the hole and dunks it.
13 now for Minix. He's 5 of 6 from the floor in the first half.
Riley can probably have as much as he wants today. 34-6, Morehead State in front. 7:42 to go until halftime. Alice Lloyd trying to work the offense. Keithley straight away with a long three, scissoring his legs for three and missing it. And out of bounds on the air ball, and it's Morehead State basketball. So we'll go ahead and step aside with 7:36 to go until halftime at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 34, Alice Lloyd College 6. I'm Chuck Mraz with Jason Blatt. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
There's just something about home, especially around the holidays. Whether it's pulling in your driveway at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting with your family by the fireplace and the Christmas tree, there's no place like home. Thank you for helping make this region and the communities we serve home to us. Likewise, we hope that each time that you walk in the door of one of our locations and are greeted by familiar faces, that you too have a sense of home. Merry Christmas from the Hinton Mills team and our families, your friends at home.
At Allen's IGA, you'll save on hundreds of holiday cooking specials. Our family USDA spiral sliced half ham is only $2.49 a pound. Marie Callender pies are just $5.99. And all Pepsi products are specially priced at buy two 12-pack cans for $7.59 each and get two more 12-packs absolutely free. Folks, that's just 31 cents a can. Allen's will close at 5 on Christmas Eve and will be closed Christmas Day.
Well, Moorhead State with a big lead right now over Alice Lloyd College, 34-6, with 7:36 to go until halftime. As we check the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank.
It's all Moorhead State.
And going by the numbers, Moorhead State 13 of 23 for the field, 56.5%. Alice Lloyd 3 of 22, not quite 14%. Alice Lloyd 0 of 9 from outside the three-point arc. Moorhead State 6 of 12. Only free throws shot in this ballgame by MSU, where they're 2 of 3. Rebounding 22-7 in favor of MSU's Eagles. And in terms of turnovers, 5-4 Moorhead State in that category.
Moorhead State scored the last 10 points, 20 out of the last 22 points. And Alice Lloyd, as you said, struggling from the field. One of its last 15.
And Alice Lloyd is sending its biggest player, 6'9 freshman Michael Wills from Dry Ridge, Kentucky, averaging a point and a half a game. MSU on the attack. Marshall, high right, fell well, right corner, wide open. Thomas, a catch and shoot three, spins out of the iron. No, rebound slapped out top by Miles to Thelwell. Far side, Marshall, angle drive. Jump feed back out as he angles in to Thelwell, to Thomas, right block Miles on Wills. Back out to Thelwell, far side, Marshall, catch and shoot three, side of the iron, no. Inside the paint, the rebound, Alice Lloyd College. With the basketball, Wilgus Tolson, who just came in. Right side, Robinson drives to the corner on Marshall, lost it. Goes back to Tolson inside the far hash. He'll circle to his right, try to get to the lane. Got to the goal with a left-hand layup and missed it. Miles the board for Moorhead State to Thelwell. Drew weaving through traffic. Pitch back left side. Open Thomas. He'll shoot the three.
Oh.
And it'll rattle and go all the way down the drain. That thing went around that rim about three times before it dropped through.
Third player in double figures.
And now he's got 12 points. Talking about Thomas. 37-6. Alice Lloyd College working the offense. Curry out to Tolson. Off the screen from Will. Steps left. Shoots a three and bangs it down.
Stops bleeding. I don't know how much.
Tolson, a 6-foot sophomore from Campton, Kentucky, over in Wolf County, averaging just about 2 points a game. Thelwell to his left to Miles between the circles. Right arc, Marshall. George one time down and back out to Thelwell against the 2-3 zone. High right, Minix, near corner, Thomas. 11 to shoot, right block. Miles has the ball taken out of his hands by Tolson. Behind the back, bounce feed, high right to Robinson. Far side to Napier, right corner. Tolson tries to get in there, can't do it. Back toward the corner. Curry, the three ball, fires, misses. Left baseline rebound, Thomas. To Minix, here comes Moorhead State. To Thelwell, cross court, far side, wide open. Marshall, catch and shoot three. Spins off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Minix. Layup trying to put back, no. Tapped up by Miles, no. This rebound, Wills, though, for Alice Lloyd College. Robinson with it. Robinson to Tolson at the left arc. Dribbling on Minix, Moorhead State man-to-man.
If you're Alice Lloyd, you're just trying to get in double figures right now.
And here comes Napier around for a three at the top of the key and dropping it in. Landon Napier's first points. 37-12, Moorhead State. 5:08 to go until halftime. Minix at the far side. Back out to Miles. High right, Thelwell, near corner. Open, Marshall for a triple. Offensive rebound tipped up by Minix. Miles had it, lost it, knocked out of his hands by Tolson. To Curry, back to Tolson. Now the ball knocked away from him to the right corner, wide open. Right there is Curry for a three. Offensive rebound put back up and in. That was Robinson.
Preston Spradlin not very happy with that possession.
And Robinson with four.
For Al Sloyd. Al Sloyd Eagles out hustling Morehead State during that possession. And Coach Preston seen enough. 32nd time out.
I guess he's trying to regroup them basically mentally and get them back into it, saying, hey, you know, these guys are not going to stop playing, so you shouldn't either.
Well, you have to have the effort. I mean, and it's not like there wasn't good effort. Al Sloyd is just putting it together a little bit more, and you see a little bit lax. I mean, when you got a 25-point lead, you're not going to go all out for a rebound offensively or defensively, but we'll have to see. Preston not very happy. Calls the timeout, makes his point as cool and calmly as he can make it. Hey, how are you going to be New Year's Eve in Cape Girardeau?
Won't be. Remote.
Doggone you.
Hey, you know that now.
That's true.
2-3 Stone Dallas Lloyd College. Right wing board.
All those bus trips we made.
Oh my gosh. Ricks has it from the far side. Back out to Lathan. Eddie Ricks from the left side for three, and he gets it to go. Eddie's first points.
Eighth three pointer of the afternoon for Morehead State.
Eddie came in averaging 8 points a game, 36% from outside the arc. Tolson to his left at the top of the key, trying to drive on Lathan. Kicks to the far side. Strickland. He'll get around a screen from Wills. High left. Brown dancing to his right between the circles. Heads down the right side, spin move on Jordan Lathan. Back out to Tolson. Tolson in, out, knocked away, got it somehow to Sumahara. He'll take it to the goal, try the layup as the shot clock runs out.
Oh,
it was partially blocked, and I think they're going to call a foul, though, on Morehead State. Indeed, they do, and this is Zach Ayemi.
Timeout on the floor.
His first, Morehead State's third, takes us to the media timeout. Your score with 3:59 to go until halftime at Johnson Arena, Morehead State 40, Alice Lloyd College 14. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
A Morehead State on top over Alice Lloyd College with 3:59 to go until halftime at Johnson Arena by a score of 40-14. Jay, go ahead.
Well, Latham scored double figures seven straight. Last time he didn't score in double figures was at Bellarmine, and he only had 4 points, but seven games in a row that he's had 10. At least 10 points, of course 30 the other night at Alumni or Memorial, well, Alumni Coliseum in Indianapolis.
Samahoro at the line to our left for Alice Lloyd College. Morehead State leads 40-14. He's a 57% free throw shooter. He has a field goal of 2 points thus far today. His first free throw on the way and in. That actually is also his team's first free throw of the afternoon. Samahoro from Lawrenceville, Georgia. 6'3" senior, pops the next one and drops it down in. It's good. 40-16, Morehead State will bring it down, and dropping inside the arc to our right into a 2-3 zone is Alice Lloyd College. Left wing Rickson, back out to Latham. Back to Ricks. Eddie on the drive to the baseline. Cut off as he got to the corner, ball knocked away by Tolson, out of bounds. They had a double team there with Samahoro. And Morehead State with 20. Oh, they called a foul on Tolson. How about that?
Wow.
His first, team four on Alice Lloyd. Shot clock rewound to 20. Morehead State baseline left. Minix inbounds. Head of the key to Latham. Far side, Rickson out to Latham. To the right, at the arc, Morton. Right block, Minix faces up on Wills. High right, Morton. Wide left, Latham. He'll drive the paint. Right down the middle. He puts it up from three. It'll roll off the iron, off the glass, and in. Two more for Jordan Latham. He's got 14. 42-16, Morehead State in front. Tolson, bounce right sideline, Samahoro. Angle drive on Minix, jump stop, high left to Strickland. Three ball and an air ball out of bounds as it sails wide right. He should be a kicker for the Buffalo Bills. 3:16 to go until halftime. Morehead State has it. Kind of quiet in here today, Jay.
Not a lot. Took the air out of the sails early on with the big 25-point lead.
Morton, right to left, works it up top, far side Ricks. He'll shoot the three, rims off, no. Offensive rebound, Iemi tries to fight up a layup. He's fouled as he does, misses the shot, but will get two free throws. This foul goes on Jack Brown, his second, number five on Alice Lloyd. Zach Iemi, Morehead State's backup post, came into today's play, averaging just over 2 points a game and just about two rebounds. 10 of 24 at the free throw line for the year, 42%, but he drills that one like he's made them all before. His first point of the day. Thomas in for Morehead State. Out goes Minix. Anderson back in for Alice Lloyd. So Iemi will get a second go at it as he stands line right, pounds it down, looks up. The flip with the right hand, and Zach nails another one. Good job, Zach. 44-16, Morehead State. 2:55 to go until the break. Tolson across the line, shoves off on his defender. Latham goes right hash. Strickland tries to get in there for a shot, and back out instead to Anderson, high left to Samahoro, trying to get around Ricks. Right at the lane, fades and fires from 10. Got it. Nice looking shot right there. He's got six. 44-18, Morehead State. Left wing Thomas and back out to Latham. Up top around the right, Morton to Latham. Now they're playing a 1-3-1. To the far side, Thomas. Straight away, Latham. Jordan for three from long range. He drills it. Three more for him, and it's 47-18. Boy, he's a long way out there. Strickland to the right side of the lane. Wills on Iemi. Turns to his right, hooks it up from long range. The 10-footer wouldn't go. Rebound Ricks after the miss, and here comes MSU again. Latham the other way toward the right corner. Morton for three. Clangs without the heel of the iron. Rebound tapped out. Samahoro has it, got across the line, but lost the ball as he was bumping with Latham. Ball rolls all the way out of bounds at the baseline to our left. As Drew Thelwell checks in for Latham for Morehead State, I think they'll give this ball to Alice Lloyd College. Baseline right toward the corner with 25 to shoot. Latham leaves officially with 15 points. Right sideline, Samahoro at the arc. Straight away, Anderson on Mort. Starts in, backs out. High left, Tolson, near wing to Strickland. Angle drive on Ricks, goes to the baseline. Fade, shoots from 17. No, left of the lane to rebound Iemi. To Ricks, Morehead State 2-on-2.
Oh,
Ricks with
yes,
a Euro
yes.
step and a layup. It's oh. in, but they're going to call a travel. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I thought it was a good Euro step.
Looked like it.
Turnover number 8 for Morehead State.
Devontae Robinson in for Alice Lloyd College. Strickland steps off the floor. Morehead State shooting 47% from the field, 22% for Alice Lloyd.
43% from beyond the arc.
Yep.
That's a good afternoon.
Colson toward the top of the key on Thelwell to the right hash through the hands of Napier, but he picks it off the hard work, saves it in. Left to right out top of the bounce feed is Anderson. Anderson on Morton, trying to get around that pick set by Wills to the near side. Instead, he whips it off to Tolson at the arc. To his right, has the ball knocked away, got it back, left of the lane, looking for a shot, can't find it. Left side Napier coming baseline left with a one-hander on the run, missed it off the glass, off the rim, rebound tapped away out of bounds. It will be Morehead State basketball. Didn't look like they ran much of an offense on that set.
Well, they've had trouble at times. Morehead State's quickness and defensive aggressiveness really has hurt Alice Lloyd.
Ricks between the circles. Left wing Thomas. He's open, so he'll step into a three and miss it. Left side of the rim. Offensive rebound Morton. He'll try to fight up a shot. Stuffed as he goes up, but I think they're going to call a foul on Alice Lloyd or a jump.
Jump ball.
And possession life to Alice Lloyd, so they'll get the basketball. With 48.4 seconds to go in the half. Keith Lee in, Wills out. For Alice Lloyd, head coach Scott Cornett. 47-18, Morehead State. Inbound to Anderson at about three-quarter court as he catches it on the hop and comes left of the logo across on Morton. Back to the logo, Robinson comes free throw line into Iami. Can't find a shot. Left side, Anderson at the wing. Anderson on Morton. Morehead State man-to-man. Crossover dribble, turns right top of the key. Steps, looks, fires a three and drills it. Koji Anderson with 5 points.
First three of the afternoon. Nope, excuse me, second three.
47-21, Morehead State. Thelwell brings it across with 19 seconds to go. Down the right arc, hands it to Morton. He'll curl out front, swings it high right. Thelwell near corner, Thomas for three, off the iron, no. Left baseline rebound, Curry up the right sideline, Anderson. Anderson on Morton. To the right corner to Napier, the runner from 12, in and out, no good. He goes down. Was there a foul call?
Yep, two shots forthcoming. Now the referee, the partner, is coming over and said, I think the clock went out. Let's just call it. Let's go in. I want a drink of water.
The three officials are going to confer, send the teams to their bench area, and they may go over and look at the monitor, and yes, indeed, that's what will happen.
So is this the time you play three blind mice? Three blind mice.
Yeah, either way, I mean, this is not going to make a big difference in the game. But, you know, I do give the officials credit for wanting to make sure they get this thing right.
Morehead State with a couple of days off. Let's talk to Preston before the game. He's going to give the kids until Tuesday. They come back the 26th to prepare for the OVC tournament. One of the assistant coaches for Alice Lloyd is Gary Stepp. Now, in Eastern Kentucky, the Stepp basketball name is very historic. You had Joe Allen, who is the president or the chancellor now, was president of Alice Lloyd. Jim, who is president now, Irv, who was a Mr. Basketball candidate, and then Gary is the youngest one. It's a Stepp family that's had a basketball tradition. Great story on Joe Allen, and that's what they call him. Joe Allen Stepp is the fact that he was a coach at Phelps High School when Irvin played, coached his brother, and they just accidentally lived in Inez, or originally from Inez, and they were accidentally a trailer behind the gym at Phelps.
Well, at the line is Landon Napier with 0.3 seconds to go in the half. Missed the first free throw, has a second one. Puts it on the way and in. And that should be it for the half as Morehead State inbounds. Napier, 4 points now in the ball game. We'll go to the halftime locker rooms. Morehead State in front at home over Alice Lloyd College, 47-22. I'm Chuck Mraz with Jason Blanton, coming back with our halftime report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, Morehead State rolls in the first half, leads at halftime over Alice Lloyd College, 47-22. I'm Chuck Moraz with Jason Blanton. Jason, this game has played out pretty much like we expected it to.
Well, you know, Morehead State, with much more athletic ability than Alice Lloyd, jumped out on them early. They didn't score until like 4.5 minutes into the game. Alice Lloyd didn't. Morehead State built a 25-point lead, kept it. Hit the threes already with 9 3-pointers, and you got three players in double figures. So Morehead State kind of put it on cruise the last 5 minutes, and Preston Spradlin probably not very happy with that aspect. But other than that, you have to be real happy with Morehead State.
And let's go by the numbers presented by Whitaker Bank as we check out the stats. First of all, for Alice Lloyd College, their top scorer is Ben Somaharo. He's got 12 points, 5 points for Koji Anderson, four each for Devontae Robinson and Landon Napier, three coming from Wilgus Tolson. And of the other seven players who saw the floor for Alice Lloyd, none of them scored. Alice Lloyd, 8 of 34 from the field, 23.5%, 3 of 15 outside the arc, 20% at the line, 3 of 4, out-rebounded by MSU, 34-13. Alice Lloyd with 5 offensive rebounds, 1 assist, 4 turnovers, 6 steals. Morehead State has 3 players already in double figures. Jordan Latham leads the way. He's got 15 markers, 13 for Riley Minix, 12 for Khalil Thomas. 3 points, Eddie Ricks. 2 points for Drew Felwell. 2 more for Zach Iemi. Deontay Miles, George Marshall, and Jerome Morton also played, but they did not score. Morehead State, 17 of 38 from the field. Not quite 45%, 9 of 23 outside the arc. Just above 39%, 4 of 5 at the line. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 34 to 13. MSU with 13 offensive rebounds, 14 assists, 8 of those by Felwell, 8 turnovers, 3 steals. By the way, Deontay Miles, he doesn't have any points, but he does have 4 blocks, and that's by the numbers presented by Whitaker Bank. Our feature on Morehead State coming up as we continue here at halftime on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Aaron Hirsch, coordinator of education abroad at MSU. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So just to begin, can you give me an overview of travel abroad and the types of experiences that are available to students?
So what we try to do in our office is to match student career interest or personal interest with an activity that works for them in a different country. This could be anything from an internship in your field, to maybe you're behind on course credits, so you're looking for some classes. Even research abroad is something that we look forward to. And then oftentimes we'll even integrate the experiences for students who don't have like summer or winter break open. We'll integrate it into courses that they're taking currently at the university.
So all lengths, a week, a semester, or a summer abroad?
We have students that are for a full year right now in an exchange program in Spain taking business courses. We have students on the spring break classes. They'll be studying for an entire semester the topic, but they'll only be abroad for about 10 days. We're trying to figure out which one fits for that particular student.
Now, that is an obstacle a lot of times, is the money factor, right?
Year-round, we're working with programs like the Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship Fund to get students. We did about just over $40,000 last year in scholarships with that program. There are two times during each semester that we actually put in our applications and submit those. But we're always working on those applications with students year-round, trying to get them ready for those opportunities. Also, some students don't realize that when you go abroad, it is an increase in your tuition. So oftentimes you can use student aid or your financial aid in order to fund trips. So we look at every possible scenario for students individually to figure out what's going to best fit.
So much can be done remotely, online. You can Zoom to anywhere in the world. What is the benefit of actually going to these places to study these things in person?
So it is multifaceted in what they're able to pull away from the programs. A lot of it is just like culture and language exposure, understanding how different cultures work. Sometimes you would think you would go to Galapagos to look at turtles, but sometimes you're looking at like tourism models. Depends on your focus or your perspective as a student and what you're looking for and what you're going to get out of the program. And a lot of those things, I can look at, you know, Rome and go to the Colosseum and do different things online, but the actual interaction with the people and the cultures themselves are always going to be a richer experience. We're looking for authentic interactions. It's not just you interacting with a painting in Paris. We want you to interact with other artists.
Aaron Hirsch, thank you so much for your time today. This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with Aaron Hirsch, Coordinator of Education Abroad at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Moorhead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones Financial Advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248
or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor.
A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Moorhead State up 47-22 over Alice Lloyd College as we get ready for the second half. And while we have just a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Jason Blanton, you got some stuff for us?
Yeah, the OVC scoreboard on this December 21st. Moorhead State's the only game in action right now. At 3 o'clock, it's Jacksonville State, former member of the OVC. Boo! Gamecocks. They're at Little Rock. Little Rock is 6-6 on the season, 3 o'clock tip-off. SIU Edwardsville at Bradley. Southeast Missouri State, too bad. You just crushed me, the fact that not going to Cape Girardeau on New Year's Eve. Gee,
is it because you wanted to go with us so badly? Is that it?
I made many trips to SEMO.
Now, not that you've made many trips, but would you have made this trip?
I don't know if I'm allowed. I don't know if I'm allowed out of state. SEMO at Illinois State for 6 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock, Eastern Illinois at Iowa State. And since I've not been doing games on a regular basis, I don't know which team's in the OVC, which team's not anymore, really, because every time I turn around, there are a new team coming and one team going.
Yeah.
You know, it really has changed in the last, what, I've been gone 5 years, the last little bit.
Last couple of years, yeah, especially. It's changed quite a bit. Of course, the newest member of the OVC is Western Illinois.
You got rid of Belmont, got rid of Murray. Got rid of
Eastern Kentucky,
Jacksonville State. Are they another one?
Murray, Austin Peay.
So you got rid of five teams. You didn't have to do that because I'm not doing games anymore.
And they're spread out all over the country.
Oh yeah, the conference, NCAA conference, it's horrible. Chip Kelly was on a show this week, and he wants to have one mega conference. With the Power Five schools.
You might as well.
And have different divisions and have like eight teams in a division. He brought it up. Well, what's sad is he's thought about this. So it's one of those things where I just don't know. They have to get a handle. They have to get a handle on the conferences. And I really think they have to get a handle on these transfer portal players.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Because you can play 15 different schools. And so, want to take time out? Let's take a time out. We'll be back. Second half, Chuck Moraz will have the call after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Lost track of time. That's all right.
This is G.
Eugene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Moorhead State starts with the ball. We'll work at the end to our left as Thelwell drives on Anderson down the left arc. They're back to a man-to-man. Up top he goes to his right, and Lathan. 47-22, Moorhead State leads. Now Thomas straightaway has it. Far side Lathan. The long three rims off, no. Left block rebound. Strickland for Alice Lloyd College. To the right wing to the running Anderson at the arc. And out it goes to Strickland. Far side popping out. Somahoro out to Anderson, head of the key. And to Strickland, right angle. He'll step to his left, shoot from 17. Barely grazes the iron, and Thomas, the rebound for Moorhead State. Midcourt, left of the logo, Thelwell, near side Minix, driving baseline left. Cut off and spins it back out to Thelwell. As he threw the pass, he was hacked on the arm and fouled.
He said he shot it from 17. Only problem, it went 16 and a half feet.
That foul will go on Jackson Tackett, his first and half on either team. Shot clock at 22. Minix free throw line inbound to Thelwell, and down inside to Minix, who is being held, I think.
Yep.
Tackett, another foul. His second quick one. What was it, like 5 seconds between fouls?
Yeah.
Not even that. 20 to shoot. Right corner inbound, Lathan. Fadeaway three. Missed it. Rebound. Minix left block. Straightaway. Thelwell toward the corner near side. Thomas. Thelwell between the circles. High right. Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Partially blocked by Strickland. Taken away by Brown to Anderson. Here comes Alice Lloyd College end right. Near side. Anderson to Strickland right behind him. Free throw line. Somaharo jump shoots and connects.
I went to the computer, Chuck. 2 seconds between fouls.
That might be a record.
Yes.
Awfully close to it.
Only other thing, it could be 1 second.
Lathan circles out front, right side Thelwell down low for the layup. It's Miles who gets his first two of the ball game. Deontay Miles on the board for Moorhead State. It's 49-24 MSU. Somaharo wide left, inside the far hash, Strickland. One bounce, got it to the cutting Brown, knocked away by Lathan, saved in, but right to Minix. Minix the other way. Left angle, Thelwell, alley-oop, tipped up and missed by Minix. Ball knocked away out of bounds, and it will be Alice Lloyd College basketball.
He thought he was going to get undercut. And the Alice Lloyd player kind of moved back into Minix and changed his trajectory of the shot.
49-24 MSU, Brown, right side, out to Strickland. Coming out high left, Anderson on Thelwell, far side. Tackett at the sideline to the corner, Somaharo. The drive on Miles. Boy, he has no place to go there. Bounce free throw line coming in Anderson for a 14-foot jumper. Rebound Miles, MSU, and clears it off to Thelwell. Thelwell slowly out front as Miles and Tackett hit the deck, but Thomas at the left wing and out to Thelwell up top. Thelwell driving the left side to the baseline. Right corner, wide open, Minix. Catch and shoot three. Spins off, no. Tapped up by Thomas, no. And the ball out of bounds. Moorhead State's gone pretty cold here lately from three-point land for the last several minutes of the first half and now into the second half.
9 of 25 overall.
Offensive end, Alice Lloyd College. Somaharo on the drive on Minix. Baseline right. The one-hander clears everything on the air ball. Miles on the catch there and gives it to Thelwell. MSU quickly to the offensive end. Turning left, top of the key. Thelwell to his right to the elbow. Bounce
okay,
down low,
come
Miles,
on.
And he takes it to the goal with a left-hand layup. Baseline right, scores.
Nice drop step. Thought he might have tried to dunk that basketball.
Well, they can get that anytime they want. Deontay Miles, by far and away, at 7 feet even, the biggest player on the floor. Strickland on the drive around Thomas.
That
lost his balance and lost the ball out of bounds. Either way, it's Moorhead State basketball. Yeah,
he took about three steps.
Next time you're going to go for a walk that long, take your dog.
Yeah.
51-24, MSU. Thelwell down central, right to left through the logo across the timeline. Works down central, right side. Lathan comes right of the lane to the block, lost his balance. He goes down, and he had some help as he took contact, and he was fouled. Yep. That's Jackson Tackett's third, all here early in the second half. George Marshall in for Morehead State. Coming in for Alice Lloyd is Landon Napier along with Devontae Robinson. Tackett and Strickland go out. Baseline right, 20 to shoot. Marshall on the inbound. Right wing, Thelwell swings off a screen. Left corner, open Minix, fades, fires a three. Off the rim, no. Offensive rebound, Marshall. Spin move, 360s, puts up the layup. High off the glass, off the iron twice, and good. Count it, he's fouled. And that foul is going to go on Landon Napier. His first, team four on Alice Lloyd. George Marshall picks up his first points of the afternoon and now has a chance for another one here as he shoots the old-fashioned three-point play, line left. George at the line, 4-4 on the season, now making 5-5.
7-0 run by Morehead State.
Eagles up by 30, 16:37 to go. Samaharo circling, high right, back behind him, Robinson to his left and between the circles. Napier, left hash, Anderson. Anderson on Thelwell, steps into a three, rims off, no. To the right of the lane, the rebound, Minix, he'll do it himself down the floor at the left side. Almost lost the dribble and clears it off. Cross court, right hash, Marshall. Between the legs, dribble, backs up, starts in. Angles, jump feed near side, Minix, straight away, Thelwell, and he's bumped by Anderson and fouled. Anderson going for the steal, just a step late. His first, fifth on Alice Lloyd College. And the shot clock reset to 20, and Marshall will inbound left sideline. Toward the left hash, Thelwell, he'll come to his right. Work out front, bounce right sideline, inside the hash, and Thomas straight away. Marshall off the screen by Miles. Three ball, got it.
First three-pointer of the second half for Morehead State. They had started the half 0-3.
Marshall now with six. It's 57-24. Got choked up by that three.
Yeah. Huh?
Robinson at the left side, driving on Miles. Got to the goal, now lost the ball, baseline left. He'll try a wraparound layup high in the air off the iron. No, tapped up by Samaharo. No, he got his own rebound at the left baseline. Far corner, got it to Napier. He'll jump into a three, air ball, take it down by Thomas, down the right sideline, offensive end, Minix. Behind the back dribble. Got baseline,
nice five,
put her off the glass and in, count it. And he's fouled. Nope, they're going to wave it off. Or are they?
No, timeout.
Timeout. So give the points to Riley Minix, who now has 15. He'll get a free throw when we come back. And we'll see who the foul's on before we go.
Let's see.
Team foul number six, and we're waiting for it on our computer stats. And they're a little bit behind, so we'll just head out. We'll tell you about it when we get back. 15:28 to play in this ballgame at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 59, Alice Lloyd College 24. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Moorhead State by 35 over Alice Lloyd, 59-24 with 15:28 to go in the ballgame. Alice Lloyd, a scoring drought of 3.5 minutes. Oh, of its last 7 from the field. Moorhead State on a 12-0 run currently. Alice Lloyd shooting 21% from the field. Moorhead State 45%. Riley Minnick's line left has a free throw after the foul on Devontae Robinson, who is the guilty party. For Robinson, his first personal, again, number 6 on Alice Lloyd. Minnick stands in line left, free throw up and in. That was the first, or rather second free throw of the day for Riley Minnick. He's made them both, came in at 85% at the line. Minnick now with 16 points. Alice Lloyd, the offense, left elbow, Samaharo, turns right, comes free throw line, jump, shoots, hits, whistle foul on Minnick. So a possible 3-point play for Samaharo.
Second on Minnick.
And first of the half on Moorhead State. Ben Samaharo now, the first Alice Lloyd College into double figures. He's got 10 markers with a free throw line right. He had 2 of 2 at the line in the first half. Tosses up his free throw and hits it. So he's got the 3-point play and 11 points of the ball game. 60-27 MSU, down central, right to left across the line, Ruth Thelwell. MSU spreads the floor, right hash Marshall, right elbow Ricks, back out to Thelwell, skips it near side Thomas. A bouncing back out to Thelwell, 16 to shoot, left side Thomas against that 2-3 zone. Around to Marshall it goes, jump feed near side, catch and shoot 3 for Thomas. Off the iron, no, tapped up by Minnick, no, got another rebound, fights his way to the goal and stuffs it home.
If you're Preston Spradlin, that's what you want. You're still fighting up big, and Minnick adds to his total with 18.
Brown straight away, his own catch and shoot 3, in and out, rebound fell well in the paint for MSU, he'll turn and burn to the offensive end, right to left, near side, high left, Thomas for 3, splash! And his 4 points of the second half, and Khalil Thomas now with 15 markers. 65-27 MSU, Devontae Robinson, right to left, coming around to Anderson, up top, he'll step left, shoot the 3 ball, side of the rim, no, left of the lane, the rebound fell well. Thelwell up the far sideline, on the dribble. High left, Thomas, another triple. Rims off, no. This time the rebound, Alice Lloyd College. Jack Brown. Brown will bring it across the line. Step into a 3, high left, left it short. Rebound kicks long out to Minnick toward the free throw line, who gives it to Thelwell. Thelwell turns right toward the top of the lane. Far side, Marshall. He'll catch, shoot the 3 ball. Spins off the rim, no good. And Samaharo, the rebound. I think they just called Riley Minnick for his third foul. They did. Not a lot of contact, but enough apparently to draw foul. Riley's third, Moorhead State's second of the half. The Eagles make some changes. Let's check their lineup. Zach Iemi has come in along with Jerome Morton. Ricks is out there. Marshall also out there. And Latham. And number 5, Zach Iemi. Anderson unguarded to the timeline where he's met as he comes across by Jerome Morton. Anderson bounce right side coming around Samaharo on. Ricks puts up the baseliner from 15 as he fades and fires. Ricks got him on the arm. Ball never got close to the rim as it was deflected by Eddie and a foul on Ricks. His first. And number 3 on Moorhead State, Samaharo back to the free throw line where he is 3 of 3, 11 points of the game. ...65-27, Moorhead State, 13:34 to play. Free throw up and in. Yeah, let's see, they make a lineup change. Talking about Alice Lloyd, Coach Scott Cornett sending in Wilgus Tolson, the 6-foot sophomore from Campton. Next free throw by Samaharo, left it short off the lip of the rim of the miss, and a rebound Lathan, Moorhead State. He'd made 4 straight at the line prior to that miss. Lathan, near side, Morton, back out to Lathan. Right hash, Marshall. Right of the lane, Ricks. Ricks a bounce as he got into a double team. to Marshall, driving, putting it up, blocked away by Robinson on that scoop shot. Out of bounds, it goes to Morehead State with 13 showing on the shot clock. Looks like they've gone back to that 2-3 zone.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Stelwell in.
Marshall appears to might have be shaken up, but that's what, not what you want. Looks like it may be the right foot or ankle.
As Thelwell back in for Marshall, who will be attended to. Baseline right, inbounding Lathan. Far side to Thelwell. Jumps inside the right hash and makes the one-handed catch. Far side, Lathan. Right baseline drive to the hole with a right-hand stop. Shot, rather, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Robinson for ALC. Comes to the offensive end, stops wide right. Back out top to Tolson. Tolson trying to work in. Left hash, Napier down the far sideline, Samaharo. Morehead State still man-to-man. High right, it comes around to Robinson, back behind him, coming right to left. Napier to the far side, Samaharo. He'll work in, shoot the 17-footer, in and out, no rebound, Morehead State, Ricks. Ricks across the line to Lathan.
Marshall going to the training room right now.
Lathan on the penetration, left block to the goal with a scoop. Off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound, Samaharo off the hardwood for Alice Lloyd. Yeah, hopefully he'll be okay. Tolson turning at the far side. On Morton, back behind him. Napier, long left-handed three. Is an air ball. It's saved in by Eddie Ricks. On a 23-foot shot that went 20 feet. Ricks on the drive down the lane. The running one-hander curls out. No, tapped up by Emmy. That won't go in. Napier, this rebound. They're three on two. Far side, behind him, to Curry. Curry dancing back out to the line in Tolson. High right, Robinson on Iami. Gets to the baseline. Feeds a high pass out. Oh. Stolen by Ricks. Bounce ahead to Thelwell. Drew back behind him. Ricks to the goal with a scoop and score.
Hey, you have to like that. That went from two to number three to number four. Who scored?
Thelwell has 13 assists in this ball game.
Riley Minix with a double-double. Two. It's his sixth double-double of the year.
Straight away, here's a three ball put up by Robinson. Rims off, no good. Lathan the rebound. He'll drive it across the timeline. Far side, Thelwell. Down low, Iami. Zach trying to turn for a layup. He's hooked. Can't get the shot away. He's fouled. And will be at the line for two. And let's see. I think it might be Samaharo with the foul. Let's see. Yep. That's his second.
The 13 assists ties a career high.
And that is team foul seven on Alice Lloyd. Morehead State in the bonus, and we have a media timeout. We have 11:26 to play in the ballgame. Morehead State on top, 67-28 over Alice Lloyd. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Jason Blanton. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, Morehead State with a comfortable 67-28 lead over Alice Lloyd College with 11:26 to go at Johnson Arena. Morehead State point guard Drew Thelwell is pretty close to an MSU record for assists in one game. It's 16, and he's got 13, and we still, as I mentioned, have 11 and a half minutes to play.
13 assists in 22 minutes. So he tied his season high right there with 13. As I said, Minix with his sixth double-double. He has 18 points and 12 rebounds.
Iami line left for two. He made two in the first half. Let's see if he can keep the good times rolling. Nope, he can't because the first one clangs off the heel of the iron, kicks right, and no good.
Well, Sweet hasn't scored in the last 2-12, if that matters. I don't think it does right now.
Iami with a rebound to go along with his 2 points. Sets up shot for the second free throw. Looks up, right-hand push. Bangs it off the rim, no good. Floor rebound, three, Alice Lloyd. They're surrounded, and Robinson picks it up the hardwood, goes to Tolson, out to Robinson, right side, to Napier.
Oh.
He'll circle around out front. Now he got a foul, I think, away from the ball against Morehead State.
Yeah.
And this is on Iami, his second, Morehead State's third of the half.
Low contact.
Shot clock at 21, left hash inbound, offensive end, Devontae Robinson and Alice Lloyd. Robinson into Tolson. Left of the logo on Lathan. Morehead still man-to-man. Working off the screen. Down the far side. Hand off there. Three ball put up and missed by Curry. Rebound. Thelwell. He has spin away from a defender. Get to the timeline. Lost the dribble across the line. Throws it to Morton. To Thelwell. Around the right to Lathan. Straight away Thelwell. Drew running to his right. Alley-oops it down low. Iami to the goal. Oh. His shot blocked from behind. Good block by Blaine Keithley. Alice Lloyd running. Far side with it, Curry. Curry on Lathan at the arc. Straight away, Robinson. Fakes on Ricks. Spins to his left. Free throw line jumper. Clangs it off the rim, no good. Lathan flies in there for the Morehead State rebound. Splits two defenders. Comes offensive end. Baseline left, Morton. Morton cut off. He can't get to the goal. Back out to Thelwell. High right, Lathan for three. Got it. And there's another assist for Drew Thelwell. He's got 14. And Lathan with 18 points. Solid day for him. 70-28 MSU. Tolson works the dribble out top. Right back behind him. Coming right to left. Curry for a triple. Rolls off the rim. Right block rebound and Thelwell for Morehead State. Left corner open. Morton steps right. He'll shoot a three ball. Side of the rim, no. Tolson the rebound. Left hand baseball feed down the floor over the head of the intended receiver.
Incomplete.
Oh. Yep. Jacob Curry was flashing down the floor, trying to get that open-look layup, and it cleared his head by about 10 feet, and out of bounds it goes.
Are you excited? Coach Woodman will be here soon?
Yes. Yes, so looking forward to working with him and meeting him and finding out what he's all about.
You know, it's about time we hire a football coach named Jason. I've been coaching from the booth for the last 25 years.
Despite the handicap, we think he'll do well.
Yeah. Okay.
Turnover for Alice Lloyd, by the way, was number 7 of the ball game for them. Right hash, Lathan, back out to the logo, Thelwell, left wing Thomas, straight away Thelwell against the 1-3-1 zone. Right hash, Lathan, turns to his left, through Thelwell, near corner, open, Thomas, he'll step into a three, side of the rim, no, Ricks offensive rebound, puts it back with a dunk. Eddie Ricks with 7, 72-28, Tulsa. Works it from the top to the far side. Goes to the far corner. Throws up an air ball three. It's picked off by Ricks. Ricks down the floor to Lathan, right side. To his left, one step. Right corner, Thomas. He's open. Catch and shoot three. It'll rattle and go. Thomas with 18 points. 75-28. Morehead State in this ball game has passed out 21 assists. Keithley between the circles. Toward the left hash. Tolson to his right off the screen by Keithley. Back behind him, Napier. He'll come around for a three. Far side, miss it. Floor rebound kicks long. Taken away by Napier. The runner from the free throw line with the left hand missed it. It scoops out. Miles aboard for Morehead State to Thomas. Right to left come the Eagles of Morehead State. Thelwell. Thomas left side. Near corner, Lathan. Three ball, side of the iron. No. Baseline left rebound. Tap Tolson to Curry and back to Tolson. Tolson will do it himself. Left-hand dribble across the timeline. High right, leaves it there on the hop for Curry. Curry spins to his right, shoots up a wild three, but hey, man, he made it. His first points. I wasn't sure he knew where he was when he turned around, but he drilled it. Thomas, wide left. Out to Thelwell between the circles. Right hash, Lathan. Wide left, Thelwell in the lane. Miles, baseline. Put up three with the left hand. It's in. Count it. He's fouled. Drew Thelwell, another assist.
15, one shy of tying.
And we've got a eighth foul on Alice Lloyd College, and we'll have to see who it's on when we return. We'll step aside with 7:56 to go at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State up 77-31 over Alice Lloyd College on the Eagle Sports Network.
Merry Christmas from Hinton Mills. To best serve you before and after the holiday closing, as always, we ask that you call at least 24 hours in advance for feed deliveries. Thanks so much for your continued support and for allowing us the opportunity to earn your business again this year. We appreciate you continuing to make Hinton Mills part of the unique story of your family farm. Best wishes from our team and families for a blessed Christmas full of faith, family, friends, and farming. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead. In Owingsville.
At Allen's IGA, you'll save on hundreds of holiday cooking specials. USDA bone-in frozen turkey breast, only $2.49 a pound. Two 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce, only $4. And all Pepsi products specially priced, buy two 12-pack cans for $7.59 each and get two more 12-packs absolutely free. Folks, that's just 31 cents a can. Allen's will close at 5 on Christmas Eve and be closed Christmas Day. IGA.
77-31, Moorhead State on top of Alice Lloyd College. That last foul on Alice Lloyd, which was, again, team eighth, went to Blaine Keithley. That will be Blaine's second personal. Miles will be at the line with a possible three-point play after scoring a layup in the process of being fouled. He's got 6 points in the game.
There's another basketball game tonight at 6 o'clock in Louisville.
Who's playing? Oh, I mean, that's sacrilegious what I just said.
So it's a college team and a good high school team.
Miles, lefty at the line, free throw up, the line drive, drops in good.
I want to see all those people that says Kenny Payne won all those games for John Calipari.
Oh. 9 of 17 on the season now. Miles at the line for the season. Working the offense is Alice Lloyd College. They've got Daniel Carmichael in there, a 5'10 freshman from Harlan County. Robinson high right, works off screen from Wills, left of the lane on Minix. Can't find a shot, free throw line. Wills to Curry at the right block, trap, four to shoot toward the corner. Carmichael along the wing. Nelson a three, air ball. It sails out of bounds under the goal.
Don't mean to correct you. It's Harlan.
Harlan.
Yeah, there are a difference. There are a Harlan County High School and a Harlan High School. And a Harlan.
Well, he's from Harlan. That's all it says.
Yes.
It just says Harlan, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So he may have gone to Harlan County. I'm not sure. Which high school did he go to? Do you know?
Probably Harlan. I can check.
Okay. Thelwell up top, works against the zone by Alice Lloyd College. Thelwell, left corner, three ball put up and missed by Thomas. Offensive rebound. Minix off the glass and in on the putback. 20 points, Riley Minix has another double-double. I think that's number six of the season. Nelson left of the lane on the dribble, travel with the basketball.
Yeah, he had that earlier. I mean, he added his double-double a little earlier. That's his sixth.
Ninth turnover for Alice Lloyd gives Moorhead State the ball with 6:58 to play. And the Eagles on top of Moorhead State, 78-31. Right elbow, Minix straight away behind him. Thelwell, right corner, Thomas for a triple. Heel of the iron, high in the air, and a miss, and a rebound. Nelson for Alice Lloyd College down the far sideline. Runs across the timeline, high right. Robinson toward the near wing. And Curry out to Nelson. To Carmichael, left sideline. Robinson high left to Nelson. Down the far arc. Backs up, shoots a three, and it rolls off the rim, no good. Thomas the board for Moorhead State to Thelwell. Drew bounced down low, Miles at the block. Turns to his right, to his left, puts it up and in. Miles with 9 points. Solid day for him. 80-31, Moorhead State. Eagles in the man-to-man. Carmichael from the far side. Works it around to Nelson to the right to Robinson. Robinson on Minix got to the baseline. Riley with a little bit of a bump and a foul, and that for Riley Minix, foul number four. He is by far and away the only player in this ballgame in any foul trouble whatsoever. As George Marshall and Eddie Ricks come in for Morehead State, and Thomas will check in, and Minix will also go out.
I'll give you credit. Harlan County, he played for the Black Bears. Daniel Carmichael.
I imagine there's a big difference, isn't there?
Yep. Green Dragons, Black Bears.
Inbound from the baseline all the way to the Alice Lloyd backcourt. Nelson has it now at the right hash on Marshall. Turns left, comes top of the key. Looks for the shot. No. Right side, Wills. Wills, their biggest player, back to Robinson, coming around left to right to the near side. And back out, he flips it to Nelson. Nelson drives left side. Fires up the 19-footer on the step back and missed it on another air ball. They've had a lot of air balls today.
I love Morton was going to go reach for it, and then he realized it was going to go out of bounds. And he just kind of went,
nah. He gave it the old alligator arm, didn't he?
Yeah, we used to have a person that used to go on trips with alligator arms.
Right elbow, Ricks has it for Morehead State, 22 to shoot. He'll back outside the arc, far wing out to Thelwell between the circles. Thelwell on Nelson. Runs high right. Clears it off near side. Open Morton. Jerome for three. Got it! His third triple of the season. Another assist.
That's 16. That ties the school record.
Drew Thelwell, one away from setting a new record.
Jeff Fultz against Middle. Kareem Story against South Dakota at 16.
Now there's a three put up and in by Carmichael, wide left for Alice Lloyd College at the other end. His first points. 83-34, Morehead State. 4:50 to go. Marshall inside the right hash. Clears it to his left out front. Thelwell, near side Morton out to Thelwell. Drew on the drive. Jump feed, right corner. Marshall steps in, backs up. A three ball. Rebound inside the paint. Alice Lloyd College, Robinson. Robinson has knocked away by Ricks. Right to Morton. Here comes Jerome to the hole with a left-hand tomahawk. Got it! A little showtime for Jerome Morton, the Winchester, Kentucky native from GRC High School. Now a three ball put up near side and in at the other end by Jacob Curry of Alice Lloyd. He's got six markers.
Let's give him an assist and then get him out of there.
85-37, Morehead State. Right baseline, Ricks, cross court to Thelwell, angles in, far corner. Ricks for three, and the new assist record for Drew Thelwell as Ricks cans it. 17 for Drew. Alice Lloyd, the other end, three ball put up side of the glass by Carmichael. Morehead State, the rebound, Thelwell behind the back dribble, wide left, down low, and with a tomahawk with a left hand, it's Miles. Now 18 assists for Drew Thelwell.
He's got a little more aggressive in the second half, Miles has.
92-37, Morehead State. Curry from the right corner, a three ball in and out on the paint. Ricks a rebound, Morehead State.
Now, you don't want to get anybody hurt. You want to finish.
92-37, MSU, 3:22 to go. Marshall around the right, Morton on the drive as he took off. He took an extra step and walked. And Morehead State's ninth turnover will send us to immediate timeout with 3:19 to play. Your score, Morehead State 92, Alice Lloyd College 37. I'm Chuck Mraz along with my good friend Jason Blanton here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Moorhead State's last game before the Christmas holidays and the start of the Ohio Valley Conference schedule on December 31 at Southeast Missouri, and the Eagles at 8-4 on the year, looking to be 9-4 in just a few minutes as they lead over Alice Lloyd College 92-37 with 3:19 to go in the ball game. And I'm Chuck Moraz along with Jason Blanton. Jay, big plans for Christmas?
Let's see. When Schaefer called me yesterday, I was on the couch, and I told him I was going to be on the couch. I've got
like Peter Griffin.
Yes. A winter without basketball. I didn't do any high school basketball. I did a couple of games, but fighting some illness and going to enjoy my family and my 84-year-old mother. She turns 84 on Christmas Day.
So happy birthday,
Mary Lou Blanton. And also, my daughter just got engaged, so I'll be gaining a son-in-law. I don't know if I like that, but that's okay.
And a bottle of aspirin, probably.
Yes. Well, he's a Moorhead grad, so he can't be all that.
Oh, he'll be all right. Alex Rasnick has come in for Alice Lloyd College. They've got the ball. They've got some new players. Keithley from the right side from 15 cans of jumper. Keithley's first points. He came in averaging over 4 points a game.
Got Keithley, Nelson, Carmichael, and Bentley.
2-3 zone for Alice Lloyd. Moorhead State on the attack. 2:50 to go. Lathan near the right hash gives it to Thelwell. Right corner Marshall. Catch and shoot three. Got it. Marshall with 9.
5 players in double figures this afternoon for Moorhead
State.
Another
assist, by the way, for Thelwell. And now from the far side, 3 at the other end. Put up and missed by Carmichael. And Moorhead State, the rebound, coming the other way with 2:25 to go.
I'll get him an even 20.
He's got 19.
Give him an even 20.
A school record, 19. Right side, Thelwell, near wing. Left to right out top forward, Ricks against the 2-3. Right hash to Thelwell. Right of the lane, Miles turns to his left. Hooks it up and missed it. Rims off to Keithley. Keithley to Nelson at the far wing. Far corner, 3, put up and missed by Carmichael. Moorhead State, the rebound, Marshall to Thelwell. Thelwell down the middle, works between the circles. Left block, Ricks. Kick out near side, Lathan. Lathan on the angle drive. Straight away, Thelwell. Near corner, Ricks. He'll step into a 3. Scoops out, no. Right block, rebound. Miles, Moorhead State resets. Thelwell with it. He'll penetrate. Come to the lane. The runner from 3. It'll roll and go. And Thelwell will add 2 more points to his total. He's got 4 for the game and 19 assists to go with it. Keithley, left of the lane. Stops at the elbow. Jump, shoot, miss. Long rebound, kicks off the hardwood, top of the key, and Moorhead State's Jordan Latham. 1:22 left to go. MSU 97, Alice Lloyd 39. Thelwell has it wide left against the 2-3 zone. Between the circles, Latham from about 35, missed the long 3 jumper. Rebound kicks to the far side, Marshall out to Thelwell, high right Latham, and back to George Marshall. Set shot 3, in and out, no. Offensive rebound, Miles, a bounce and back out straight away. Thelwell, he'll step into a 3 ball. Front of the rim, no. Lathan, offensive rebound, baseline left, and the follow-up stuff is good by Deontay Miles.
What a second half by Miles.
13 points for the game, all in the second half. And now Alice Lloyd works the offense. Far side, Bentley on the angle drive, back to Nelson, cross court right side. Rasnick steps left, 3 ball, air ball, out of bounds it goes.
Come on, let's get 100 points.
Moorhead State 99, Alice Lloyd 39 with 34.3 seconds to go. One more assist for Drew Thelwell, gets him 20 for the afternoon. Zach Iemi in for Deontay Miles and MSU. Ball rolled in to Thelwell. He'll let it roll all the way to the midcourt line before picking it up. Right hash, leave it there, Lathan. He'll turn left, back to the far side, Thelwell. Right corner, Marshall. Down the baseline comes George to the hole with a layup. It's in. George Marshall with 11 points. 101 to 39. You got your 100. At the other end, Nelson. He'll try the free throw line. One-hand jumper. Ricks the rebound. Morehead State will let the clock run out. Thelwell has it with 11 seconds to go. Comes across the timeline to dribble out the rest of the clock, and Morehead State will head to the holidays on the heels of a big victory here at home this afternoon.
Five players in double figures. A double-double by Minix. Thelwell with 19 assists.
Final score from Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. Morehead State 101, Alice Lloyd College 39. Our postgame show coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, Morehead State rolls to a 101-39 victory over Alice Lloyd College with the win. Morehead State now 9-4, 6-0 at home this year, and they've won 44 games in the last 4 years here at Johnson Arena against just five losses. For Alice Lloyd College, they're now 8-5 after today's defeat. Jason Blanton, your thoughts about this one? We need to point out that we talked about Drew Thelwell with a school record 19 assists today. He fell one short of the OVC record for single-game assists.
And probably could have had it if people would have made shots in the first half for him. But I thought it was a good overall team effort, as we talked about. It was one of those situations you knew going in you had more talent, but you couldn't let up. I think if you look at the second half, Morehead State scored 54 points in the second half, which was more than the first half. You had Miles, who woke up at halftime. He gets 13 points and finishes with a double-double, 13 points, 12 rebounds. Minix had a great first half, and he finishes with a double-double with 20 points and 13 rebounds. Latham with 18. And you know, it impressed me how well they played. Even after they got the big lead, they were very unselfish, and I think this team could be, and I say could be, in the hunt come OVC time. And guess what? It's OVC time.
Absolutely. That starts here on the 31st of the month after the holiday break. Morehead State, both the women and men, will be playing at Southeast Missouri on New Year's Eve. Once again, the final score before 1,077 at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 101, Alice Lloyd College 39. We'll come back and check the stats here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
And Morehead State wins it over Alice Lloyd College, 101-39. Now we go by the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, as we check out today's stats. For Alice Lloyd College, they had one double-figure score. That was Ben Somahoro. He had 12 points from there. Everyone else in single digits. Next up, Jacob Curry with 6. 5 points coming from Koji Anderson. Devontae Robinson with 4, Landon Napier with 4, and 3 for Wilgus Tolson, 3 more for Daniel Carmichael, 2 for Blaine Keithley. No other ALC players scored. They used 14 players in this ballgame. Alice Lloyd, 14 of 69 from the field, 20.3%, 6 of 34 from outside the arc, 17.6% at the line, 5 of 7. Over 71% out-rebounded by Morehead State, 72-33. Alice Lloyd with 9 offensive rebounds, 3 assists, 10 turnovers, 6 steals. For Morehead State, 6 players into double figures in terms of scoring. Riley Minix led the way with 20 points as he notched his 6th double-double of the ball game because he also had a team-high 13 rebounds. From there, Jordan Lathan with 18, 18 more for Khalil Thomas, 13 points, Deontay Miles all in the second half, George Marshall off the bench for 11, Eddie Ricks also in a reserve role scoring 10, 5 points for Jerome Morton, Drew Thelwell with 4, but he also had a school record 19 assists today. I think I mentioned Morton's 5 points, Thelwell 4, Zach Iemi chipped in 2. Morehead State, 39 of 87 from the field, almost 45%. 16 of 47 from three-point land, 34% at the line, 7 of 10. MSU again winning the rebounding battle, 72-33. Morehead State had 3 double-digit rebounders. As we noted, Minix with 13, Deontay Miles with 11, so he had a double-double. Same thing for Eddie Ricks. He had a double-double, 10 points to go along with 11 rebounds. Morehead State passing out 28 assists. As we noted, Drew Thelwell, a school record 19, 9 turnovers, 6 steals in the game. Morehead State wins it 101-39. I'm Chuck Mraz, coming back with head coach Preston Spradlin here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is your one-stop shop for auto accessories and Line X spray-in bedliners. They can help you stop rust and corrosion on your vehicle with Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating that provides a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion caused by weather and winter road treatments. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Morehead is now offering new services performed by trained technicians such as top brand wheels and tires, the latest technology for mounting tires without damaging your wheels, road force balancing equipment to eliminate vibrations, brakes, shocks and struts, custom exhaust and suspensions. Machining, fabrication, and engineering also provided. They're located at 25 Park Drive, Morehead, Kentucky, just off Interstate 64 at the Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID. Go to Solutions and Linex of Morehead wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena, 101-39, Morehead State over Alice Lloyd College today. I'm Chuck Mraz, now joined by Morehead State basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, obviously this was a game that you had your opponent physically and from a talent standpoint overmatched, but you played very well today. There was no real let up. There was no messiness out there or anything like that.
Yeah, without question. I think, you know, obviously the natural worry, like, you know, you and I talked about in the pregame, is coming off and having the, you know, the big emotional letdown or the good game hangover or whatever that may be coming off the Indiana game. But our guys did a great job. They addressed it head on, and they played to our standard and did a great thing, did a great job out here. And I thought we did some really good things defensively. And, again, I understand who we're playing, but we're looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, what things are we working on and emphasizing and trying to get better with, what habits are we trying to build every day in practice. And I thought we did a great job of that with some things that are going to be really important for us as we move forward into conference play.
Well, before we get too deep into this conversation, a record-setting day for your senior point guard, Drew Thelwell. He has a school record 19 assists, one more biscuit, and he would have had tied the OVC record.
Yeah, how about that? You know, what a special player. You know, that puts us at 9 wins on the year, and, you know, talk about if we're fortunate enough to get to 20 again this year, he's going to be all-time winningest player here at Morehead State. And but you and I both know, and our fans do too, because of his just how spirited he is. As great of a player and teammate as he is, he's an even better person. And, you know, we're more proud of him for that than anything else. But because of the way that he plays the game, that gets an opportunity to come out in his unselfishness and his leadership. And it's good for him to get rewarded with a special night like today.
Did you go into this game with an idea on, okay, here are some things that we need to work on?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think a lot of it is, you know, a team like Alice Lloyd obviously is going to try to beat you from the perimeter just with the size advantage that we've got. And so it's the great thing about this was obviously we played Indiana less than 48 hours ago. They weren't going to try to beat you from the three. They're going to try to beat you from the paint posting the ball. And so the things we needed to get better at is, hey, that's what the OVC is, right? You play Thursday, you play Saturday, two very different games. Can you find the likenesses and carryovers, but can you make a mindset shift and then emphasize different things? And I thought we did a great job of that. This game's going to be a little bit more like just in terms of our ball pressure, being in our gaps, getting out to shooters, contesting shots that we're going to see over the next 18 games. So that's exactly what we wanted to see in that adjustment coming off of Indiana.
Well, you had the definite size advantage coming into this game, yet you still, I didn't think this would happen, you shot more threes than Alice Lloyd did. You had 47 today. They had 34.
Yeah, well, it's twofold, you know. We're a great shooting team. That's what we do. I mean, we, you know, our mindset is good open threes. We're going to take them because the numbers will tell you, just like I'll tell you, we're going to make a high percentage of them. We get 34 of them here tonight very easily, or 34% of them we could have hit even more. But, you know, with their defense, they're going to pack it in a little bit, which is what they did. They played a good amount of zone. They played a very sagging man-to-man. And so the challenge that we had for our guys, and I thought we did a nice job, was, hey, there's going to be open threes available in the first one or two passes, but we got to pass up good shots to get great shots. Let's drive the ball. Let's try to get paint touches. Let's get our mentality going. And then when we, if we end up taking a high volume of threes, so be it. That's who we are. That's what we do. But I thought we executed that tonight, and that was 47 open threes we took.
You had Riley Minix with 20 points and 13 rebounds. He got off to a very fast start. That's his sixth double-double of the year. When I look at Riley Minix, and I mean, he's just a really good basketball player. He knows how this game is supposed to be played, and he does everything seemingly right.
Yeah, he's a handful. Now, just imagine, for the last 4 years, he was playing in this at the same level NAI that Alice Lloyd is at. Can you imagine how good and how effective he is on our court in Division I games, how he'd be there? But you're right, he's a complete player. Man, he shoots it, he handles it, he rebounds it, he posts, he does so many things, and so we're really proud of him because he's just got such humility and he's got a great, a great IQ and personality. Those are the things that allow him to really shine and make that transition from the NAI level that people don't understand. And I'm really excited, as I have been, to see what he's going to do once we get into conference play.
9-4 from the, I guess I'd call it the preseason, because the real season starts on the 31st at Southeast Missouri. Great way to start.
Yeah, without a doubt, 9-4 is exactly where you'd want to be. As they say, winning the ones you're supposed to and taking care of business. And so we feel like our non-conference was a great success. We feel like this was great momentum going into Christmas. But at the same time, our guys know no matter what you do in the non-conference, it comes down to those 18 conference games in that weekend in March. And that's what they've kind of had a little bit of an eye on. But they've done it with the understanding that come in every day, take care of business, and get better, and it's going to help you once you get there. And so to go back to your point, I'm pleased to be here at 9-4, and I like where we're at heading into conference play.
Well, you get a really tough one when you come back on the 31st against Southeast Missouri. This is a team that kind of developed a little bit of a rivalry with over here in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. That we've swapped wins. We've beat them at their place. They're one of the few teams to come in this building and win, and obviously, we're never thrilled about that. And so, we get the opportunity to start off on the road at the place that we won the regular season. They won the tournament last year. It's great for our league. Great exposure to kick off the OVC. But, I'm excited to see exactly how we match up against them this year. But I know it's going to be a tough one for sure.
Well, Merry Christmas, my friend. It's always great to have you with us, and great working with you.
Well, thank you, brother. Merry Christmas to all of our fans out there. And enjoy your families, and then let's get back in here in Johnson Arena for some great OVC action.
That sounds good. Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin and his team wins over Alice Lloyd College here this afternoon at Johnson Arena, 101-39. We'll come back with the final segment for our post-game show in just a moment on the Eagle Sports Network. Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, honey, can we talk?
Of course. What's up?
Well, I just thought you should know. I've been curious about the new Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream.
Have you felt this way a long time?
No, I just think I'd really like the taste of Dr. Pepper swirled with layers of flavor.
If you feel that way, I think you should try it, babe.
It's amazing. I mean, you're amazing too.
New Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. The new flavor you deserve.
Once again, the final score from Johnson Arena. Moorhead State wins over Alice Lloyd College, 101-39. Time to name our MSU player of the game. And who else but senior guard Drew Thelwell from Orlando. He has to earn the honor. He had a school record, 19 assists in this ball game to go along with 4 points. He also notched 8 rebounds. And 2 steals in over 33 minutes of play. Drew Thelwell, our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Moorhead State basketball, actually 2 games, coming up on December 31st, New Year's Eve, as the MSU women and men will be playing at Southeast Missouri. The women's game will start at 2 o'clock, pregame show at 1:45. The men are scheduled to play SEMO at 4:15. I'll be along about 15 minutes before that one tips off to open up that contest. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Jason Blanton. I'm Chuck Mraz, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everyone. Again, the final score today from Johnson Arena, Morehead State 101, Alice Lloyd College 39. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.